Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this meditation on imperfections. I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that you won't be disturbed. Turn off any devices, close the door, put a note on the door letting people know to leave you alone. Whatever you need to do to make sure you are in sacred and safe, undisturbed space. And let's get ready to hold. I invite you to sit comfortably. It's lovely to have your hands in an open position and your feet flat on the floor so that the energy moves freely. If you're reclining on a couch or a bed or outside against a tree, it's a good idea to leave your legs uncrossed, again, so the energy flows freely. I invite you to sit comfortably and breathe into the space that you are. Notice the space between your breaths or the space between your thoughts. This space is the domain of the sacred feminine. Those tiny slivers of space open you to a world of stillness, of coolness, of dark solitude. As you connect with the space, I invite you to also connect with love. Allow yourself to remember any moment when you felt love, any kind of love. It could be the love you experience with another person, love shown to you or love you show to another or feel for each other, with a pet, a flower that you enjoy that makes you feel good, a moment looking up at the night sky that felt lovely and restful. It can be humor, kindness. Love has many, many forms. Allow yourself to remember something that feels good to you. And allow this to be your touchstone into love. I invite you to notice that the space and this feeling of warmth or love are one. They're one energy. Allow yourself to feel that expansive nature of this experience of love. And if love is difficult to reach, all you really need to do is observe to begin opening the doorway. So observe the expansion and allow it to anchor in your energetic womb. Every woman has an energetic womb, even if you have had a hysterectomy. That energy center still lives inside you. And it connects you to the primordial womb of all life from which we have all come. Consider giving yourself whatever you need to feel safe. As you connect to this primordial womb, this great, vast, dark, still, quiet space, like the night sky. Beautiful, cool, calming space. Whatever you need to feel safe in this space is perfect. Allow yourself to create that for yourself. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to push this love away, nothing you can do to earn it. This love for you exists as you exist. Into this space, I invite you to allow yourself to hold that imperfection that you brought to this holding today. Some area in your life, in your beingness, in which you feel imperfect. Allow yourself to see, sense, know, hear, feel what that is. Hold it very gently and very kindly. You may have had this feeling of imperfection for a very long time. You may have judged it as somehow making you unworthy, not good enough. So open your heart as far as you can in compassion for this feeling. Like a mother's compassion for a feeling that her child is having. Allow your heart to open as you can. If compassion feels distant to you, then observation is beautiful. It will work perfectly. Observe with consciousness, with presence, the feeling of that imperfection, the feeling or feelings you associate with that imperfection. Hold these feelings kindly. The feelings might have words or names. You might know the name of the emotion, or you might not. Or it might feel a little bit numb or tender. As you hold your feelings, allow them to rest in this space. You can even invite them to rest in this vastness of stillness and acceptance of what is. Even in a realization that you were made, you were created, you were formed from the mind of consciousness, even with this imperfection. Like a tree, crafted so beautifully in the matrix of creation, perfect even with its imperfections. You might allow yourself to ponder that, to hold that awareness. That even the imperfections can serve. Hold that imperfection as you can, if you choose, with as much loving regard as you have in this moment, or observation of what is there. And as you hold it, you can invite your mind to go deeper into love than you have ever been before. If you choose, you can allow the coolness, the stillness, the acceptance, and the love to comfort you, and to comfort this feeling or feelings you have been carrying for so long. Let your mind caress what is there. Hear, sense, see, feel, know, hold what is here. What has been longing to be loved, understood, recognized. You can allow it to happen here if you wish. And go deeper into love, deeper into presence than you have ever been before. Deep into the stillness and quiet that holds it all. In the silence, there is rest. There is a place where the feelings can unravel and unwind, and finally rest. Seen and understood and loved as they are, there is nothing more for them to do. There is a moment of surrender. That moment might happen right now or in a meditation in days to come. But as you open to this presence, to these feelings, they long to surrender to love. They long to surrender to love. As they soften, new feelings emerge, new awareness and new insights, a new understanding of the word imperfection and its concept, a new awareness of how this has carried you into an awareness of life and a capacity for the gifts that you hold, that you share, and that you are. How this that has been embedded within you has been there to help you awaken, to compel you to move toward divine love. To call you into your destiny and the awakening of your medicines and gifts in service to others. You can invite yourself to see, sense, hear, know, feel this revelation, this awareness that wants to be known about you. The beauty, the light, the sound of you. What is unique and intriguing about you as a divine being, opening, awakening, inviting you to your destiny. And as you choose and as you feel ready, you can open to that wonderful experience, that beautiful expression of you born from that single imperfection. Your I am emerging from the depths of imperfection. With this awareness of your I am in this moment, and if it hasn't come yet, it very likely will, in some unexpected moment. With the awareness that is within you at this moment in time, I invite you to take 3 breaths with me and blow this awareness into your body, the beauty of you, the I am of you in this moment, blown right into your bones. I invite you to take a big inhale and blow right into the bones of your body, bringing this into an earthed expression of you. Notice the air around you. Notice there is a temperature, texture, scent, sounds, vibration. Let them call you back into the sensory experiences of the body. Take another big breath. Big inhale and blow. Ooh, blowing into your body, settling in, noticing you are sitting against something solid, something of the earth. And with your next breath coming all the way back in with this awareness of your I am fully present within you, big inhale and blow all the way back into your body. Right down into your toes, to the top of your head. I invite you to stretch. This step is very important. Make sure you can feel your body. And when you can feel your body, very gently open your eyes and live in the intriguing uniqueness of you.